Tosus give a mask of Mimai, the Musla Dava Chamar, the Musla Dava Hakal. Duma lo habi. So part of the raya that the Gemara builds off of both Rav Shisha and also Rav Yaakov in Akpakoda on Amadeus, in order to learn out the Chobu Bachavero, Mamonus and Makalaki, is that we have a case in Chumash where a person would potentially have been Chayav Misa, and so that means there must have been a Hasrala Misa. And at the end of the day, let's say he's not going to get, the person won't get Misa, but there's seemingly a basis for Malkus because Musa Dabar Chamor, Avi Musa Dabar Akal. So assuming that a person who gets Hasra for Dabar Chamor, meaning Misa, is Musa Dabar Akal, then it comes out that the fact that the Torah is Machayiv Tashlumei Chavala, the Edmei Vlados in one case, or the Shabbos Veripui in the other case, and there should have been a basis for Malkus, because he had a Sfra for Misa, which counts for Malkus, obviously it shows you that by Chovel there's a halacha that Mammon velo Malkus. The Gemara challenges that premise by saying, Mimai de Musa le davachamai Musa davakal de melo habi. So we have a shaila in the Gemara. As part of this larger Shaka Vitaya, we have a diyun on this question. Does a person who receives Hasra le davachamai, here it means Misa, is that already a Hasra that counts for Malkus? What exactly is the Nekuda about whether or not a person who's Musa le Misa is Musa le Malkus? That's what Tosis is looking to figure out. So Tosus suggests something which he says is not correct, and then he gives us what he feels is a correct understanding. Ein loma. The taima mishum, the reason that a person is musra for davar chamor, meaning misa, is not musra davar kal, that's what the Gemara is pushing back and saying, he's not musra for Malkus. Because the taima mishum de ahariga hu de kibel asra. All he accepted asra was for hariga, that he's willing to commit an aveira of hariga, to kill someone else. That's what we're discussing over here, that he intended to kill, knowing that he might get killed as a result, but he at least will have the benefit of having killed the other person. So that, the Gemara says, we can understand why he would accept asra for that consequence, that he would be chayiv misa later. In other words, he's prepared to face the eventuality of his getting killed as long as he will achieve his goal of killing his enemy. Where do you find such a notion that a person is willing to spite himself as long as someone else gets also suffers along with him? That's the notion of what's called Tomos Nafshi Implishtim. The Tomos Nafshi Implishtim with the Ka'amar. The Gemara uses this expression, which is borrowed, of course, from Shimshon, when he, at the end of his life, he basically killed all the many, many sonim of the Plishtim, even though it also cost him his own life. That was, the story in Sefer Shoftim. The Gemara in Yevamos many times makes reference to this expression, that somebody would be willing to hurt themselves as long as they would also achieve that other people get hurt as well. That's the notion called Tamos Nafshi in Plishtim. So Tosus is borrowing that idea over here, that a person is willing to mekabel asra and be willing to accept the fate that he'll be killed because he'll also have the benefit of knowing that someone else got killed as well, because he'll achieve what he wanted. He's so obsessed with killing the other person that he's willing to accept that he'll be killed. But that's true agabe Malkus, that standard, that idea that he's willing to accept that he'll be killed because he can kill someone else. But if you carry it over to Malkus, that logic doesn't necessarily hold. That's what the Gemara means to say. He's not Muslim of a cow, meaning, in other words, what would it mean if he's Muslim of a cow? That he would be prepared, they're talking about a Lo Yosef. The Avera is Lo Yosef. So this guy would be beaten up and bruised. And what would that mean? That he would be willing to get Malkus for that. So that's not enough of a sweet satisfaction, that he's willing to suffer for himself. Now he'll get Malkus. What will come out of it? What's the benefit that he's willing to suffer his Malkus? That the other guy will get beaten. That's not an even enough type of an incentive. The incentive for killing someone, even if it means he gets killed, that's a Tomos Nafshi Implishtim that we can understand psychologically. But the notion that someone else will be beaten and he'll get beaten by Beis Din, it's not enough of an incentive To the contrary, he'd rather not be beaten than he'll let up on the other guy too. In other words, that's one way to understand what the Gemara's challenge is all about. And why does Tosafot say it's not correct? So again, on the level of Misla Dabakal, we're talking about Malkus. So the specific issue here, knows, and what's the tzad that you are Misla Dabakal? In other words, the same shikul of Tomas Nafshi and Plishtim that you have on the level of Misa, you can also carry over to Malkus. In other words, the same way that a person is happy that someone else will get killed, and even though he'll get killed along with him, he's happy that the other person will have been beaten up, even though he'll get beaten up too. That's the tzad that he is Misla Dabakal. And the reason why not is no, that it's, you can't necessarily equate the psychological value in his mind by the case of Malkus to the same extent as by Misa. So why can't this be correct shot in the Shailat Var Gemara? Says Tosis, because we find the same issue playing out in Sanhedrin, and there the issue is not Misa and Malkus, the Dava Kal is not Malkus, but the Dava Kal is another form of Dava Misa's Beis Din. So suddenly, and on the logic that we just said, there doesn't seem to be any basis to distinguish between one Misa and the other. What does he say? The Hamasdis and Perakan is Srafin. The Mishnah says, here you have the Gemara, right? You have the Gemara there? Yeah. Oh, you can pass it around, yeah?
Already
did it already? Okay. Yeah. You have here. The Hamasdis and the Perakan is Srafin. A lot of the sources in the, you know, the last Amid have been from that Perak. Elohim and Srafin. So the Mishnah says, Chayve Misos, this you don't have, this is the Mishnah earlier, I ain't testing the days. The Mishnah says, Chayve Misos, Shinis Arvu Zebazeh, Nidonin Bekala. That's what the Mishnah says, that if you have a person who's Chayev Sreifa, and a person who's Chayev Skila, and now you don't know who's who, and you have to carry out the punishment for the two people. So what's the din? You're doing a bakala. So according to one Tana, that means Sreifa. According to the other Tana, Skila is Kala. That's the Mishnah there. It's assuming that Sreifa is Kala, so they both get Sreifa. Even the person who's Chayef Skila ends up getting a Misa, which is not as Chamor. There's a hierarchy to the Abba Misa's based in. Okay, that's what the Mishnah says. So in analyzing this Mishnah, the Gemara makes the following observation. The Kama the Gemara, now you have the Gemara in this. The Gemara says, Shema Mina, Musa Davar Chamra, Musa Davar Hakal. The fact that you can give Sreifa to somebody who's Chiyuv Misa with Skila, because here you have one person, one of the two is Chayiv Skila. And what do you end up giving him? An Onesha of Sreifa, which is, we're assuming, is Kab. So how could that be? How could you justify giving an onesh sreifa to someone who's chayiv misa? The hasra he received was for skila. So the Gemara says it must be that we assume, and this is another application of the discussion of our Gemara, musa l'davar chamer is musa l'davar kal. Says Rashi over there, shema mina, midiktan yadunu b'skila. This is according to Rav Shimon that skila is kal. Musa l'misa chamura, havi musa l'misa kala. Mishum de kala b'chlal chamura. Rashi adds in an interesting element, we'll have to see. That the kala is b'chlal, the part of the notion of musa l'davar chamura, the musa l'davar kala, is that it's b'chlal m'sayimana. The iloi havi musa l'misa kala, hanach n'eschaibu chamura, hev n'eschaibu b'skila, which would be kala, kort of shimin, halo asu b'hem misa zu, v'nefteri l'gami. It should be off the hook. You don't know which one is Chayiv the Misa Chamura, and you can't give them anything less, and you can't give the guy who's Chayiv less more, so then they should both be off the hook. Now, what does Tosfos want from this Gemara? V'hasam, back in our Tosfos, v'hasam pshita, they came into Hisru Bo L'skila, the Kibel. Tosfos is going now that the Skila is Chamura, right? So he's Mekabel Hasra for Skila, Koshkein, Shemisru Bo Chenek. Okay, so he's going to be chenek. Okay, either way, his chenek also dava atzmo shayim mekabel. In other words, from the svar that we just discussed thus far, that a person might be willing to achieve his goal, what he wants to do, even, you know, because whatever agenda he has, he's willing to achieve that, even at the expense of getting whatever onesh. So the shaila is, what about if you lower the bar? His agenda is a little different, a little lighter, and his ownership is a little lighter. Do you carry over that issue? But the svar that we said was very clearly relevant for Misa versus Malkus. Tosus doesn't feel you can make that same kind of a shikol of a differentiation between a skill and a chenek. After all, if he's willing to do what he's doing and achieve his goal at the expense of skila, so certainly, what are you going to say? He wouldn't want to achieve his goal at the expense of chenek. We're talking about the same thing. And nevertheless, there's still a shayla about this. So obviously the issue here is a different issue than what we thought. In our Gemara, one could have interpreted in the line of what we said. But it's not nichalei lahakos chaveru lahakos sono nasehu yoke. But in terms of the sugi over there, the issue is when he's makabel asra for whatever thing he did. So would he be prepared to surrender his life for misa chamura? So certainly he should be prepared to surrender his life in Misa Kala, because he wants to achieve that goal. Whatever favor he's doing, he says it's worth it to me to accomplish whatever I think is to be gained from that Avera at the expense of my life. So there, what reason would you say that by the Misa Kala he wouldn't want to? So the whole Svara is out the window. The Svara over here is specifically vis-a-vis the Hakka of Malkus, whereas over there it's the same thing. And the question is, Misa of Chamura versus Misa Kala, Skila versus Chenek, Skila versus Sreifa. Yeah.
Why do we have to argue, in my Sanhedrin, do we have to reject the Svar of Misa, Musa Dabar Chamura, Musa Dabar?
No, the Gemara is Docha, right? The Gemara goes on. See, you want to just have the full picture here. What does the Gemara answer? So how does it work that you can give the person the Onesh HaKal? The Gemara answers, the Hachamai Skin negotiates for both stop. The Asra didn't specifically lay out for him which penalty of death he's going to have. And which is a machokas tanoim, whether that's acceptable as Asra. V'hai tanahu, the sanya, shar chavi misus, v'tori misnos in el be'edin, v'eda, v'edin, v'asra, v'ad shiudu, shu chayiv misus beizdin. Tanakama says, just simply letting him know that it'll be chayiv misus beizdin is sufficient. Rav Yehuda omer, shiudu be'ezim misuhu nerak. So Rabbi Yehuda says you have to tell him which specific misa. What's the machlokes depending on? Says the Gemara, Tanakam Yal from Mekoshesh. Tanakam says you see by the Mekoshesh Eitzim, who was put to death, and we know that they didn't know themselves what misa he was chayiv. That's why you put him in the prison till it would be determined what was his chayiv misa. And Hashem said skila, and yet they were master him. It says they came to him and they found him, and the Gemara learns out from Pesukim that he was warned. What was he warned? He wasn't warned about skila. They didn't know. So you see that the hasra doesn't have to say which misa, and the other one says that which the hasra didn't entail specifying which misa, that was a rasha that killed him anyway. But the halacha, you need to specify. Okay, so the Gemara works out that it's not a raya from this mishnah to the question that we had, because the case could have been that was musra stam. But what about a case where you're masul adav chamur? So then maybe he wouldn't be masul adav kal, because what he heard was skila. He didn't hear chenek. He didn't hear misus bein. He heard skila. So that remains an unresolved question in this Gemara, and in our Gemara too, you see, it's unresolved, because part of the raya is assuming that he is masul adav kal for Malkus, and then the Gemara says maybe not. So if you want to know, at the end of the day, we don't have achra in the Gemara about this question. Okay, but Tosa's point is that the svar that I suggested in our Gemara would not work in that Gemara. In our Gemara, we're dealing with a different maisa, the hakka, and getting malchus for the hakka of giving someone else, you know, whipping someone else, would you be willing to suffer malchus? That, you don't know that would be true just because the person is willing to kill someone else and get killed, which is the context of our Gemara. But that Gemara, you can't plug in that lungus. You can't plug in that shad. So what is the pshat? Elo yeshlomar. The issue is something else. That is, as we pointed out at the beginning of the Gemara, Hasra has in it the idea of Yatir Atzmo L'Misa. Certainly Hasra L'Misa is that way. Yumas Hames, the Gemara learns that in Sanhedrin and Malith, that Atziyater Atzmo Lemisa. That means that you can't count this as a svar, you can't therefore carry out the onus unless the person was accepting upon himself that they're prepared to surrender their life with what they're doing. But now the question is, how fine is that halacha? Yat atzmo lemisa. The asvah, let's assume, was given for the specific misa. You're not after it's a machokis, but that's what it was. It was chachila. Everyone knows you're supposed to say what misa it is. The shaila is, when you have asvah for osa misa, for a particular misa, which is what the Torah said for this avera, does the yater atzmo have to be specifically for that misa? In which case, you can't kill him on a different onesh, because there was no yater atzmo for that onesh. Or do we say what? You don't have to be yater atzmo l'osa misa. If you're mater atzmo l'misa, so that's already counting for yater atzmo for any misa. You don't have to yata atzmo l'osa misa. That's what Tosfos says. Yesh lom, why would be lo musla davar kal? Because tzeres hakasa yata atzmo l'osa misa. If we talk about Agamar, it's interesting, it comes out that being mata atzmo l'misa is not going to be considered to be yata atzmo l'malkis. So what does it sound for Tosfos? There is a halacha of yata atzmo l'malkis. Something that we mentioned is not so simple. There's no mafurish or Gemara about that. Sounds to me from Tosfos, in the same way that the Gemara Sanhedrin is interpreted, that even to say they give the Misa Kalas, to assume that Musa Dava Kal, and why would you say not? Because you need to be Yata Atzmo L'Osa Misa, so Agamar would mean you have to Yata Atzmo L'Malkis, and you weren't. If you hold, you're not. But if you hold that it's enough to Yata Atzmo to the Chamor, to whatever, to Misa in general, so then Malkis is Bechal. That's the Tosfos. The truth is, just to have a little bit of a fuller perspective, this inyan that Tosfos brings in from the Gemara Sanhedrin, so it's far from simple. What exactly is the issue over there? The fact that the person's chayv a greater misa, and you're able to give them a lighter misa, and that the Gemara suggests is based on musa davacham and musa davakal. What does Hasra have to do with it? Musa davacham, musa davakal. I mean, shouldn't we ask another question? Another question. The Torah says that a person's Bechal Shabbos gets skila. What right do you have to give him sreif? The Gemara only seems to be discussing this issue from one dimension. Musa davacham, musa davakal. What happened to another question? What gives you the right to swap? Okay, it's kal. So, the Gemara seems to be discussing it on the level of musul davachav, musul davakal. Is he chayv sreifa? Is he chayv chenek? You're giving him chenek. Skil and chenek got mixed up. You're giving the guy who's chayv skil chenek. How can you do that? How does musul davachav, davakal, how is it relevant? How does it solve the problem? Seemingly there's a more basic problem. Elamai, what are you going to say? What could you tell me? So how can you give the person chenek? He's chayiv skila. No. So chayiv skila has in it all the other onshin that are lower in the totem pole. That's bechlal. So being chayiv skila has in it a chayiv chenek. It's part of that chayiv. So it's a very nice svara. But then again, then what do you need musa davacham musa davakal? Then zel. It was musa for skila, but skila has in it chenek. The Gemara is bringing the issue on the level of musul davacham. How does that dovetail with what you just said? Leave that issue out of the table. He's chayiv, skil, he's chayiv, whatever is under that. And if you're talking about the asra, then if that alone, how does that take care of the other issue? Because what exactly is the relationship between what the Gemara discusses as the relevant issue, musul davacham davakal, and what I'm raising as a very basic question? You have to do what the Torah says. What am I saying? I'm not just saying it out of my head. There's a Gemara that actually discusses the notion called Bi'inan Kra Kidichsiv. You have this, right? This is an earlier Gemara Sanhedrin, right? Go to the Gemara Sanhedrin here on Mem Hei Amid Beis. So there's a sugya called Bi'inan Kra Kidichsiv. Do you have to fulfill the pasuk as written? Now, what's the application that starts the Gemara's discussion? Shmuel said the following, that quarter of the way down the Amud here, Mem Hei Amid Beis. Nikta Ayad HaEdim Pater. The Torah says, as part of putting a person to death with Mises Beis, then Yad HaEdim, finish the pasuk, Yad HaEdim, Tiabol Barishon Ala Misa. Let's say those Edim that warned him were not, at the time that he's being put to death, don't have hands. The hands were amputated, they were cut off. So now, at the time that they warned him, there was an ability to fulfill as part of the, they have to be part of the actual carrying out the Mises Beis Din. Beis Din brings them into the process of carrying out the Mises Beis Din, but they can't do it. They have no hands. Potter, my timer, the be'inan yadim tibur v'shona v'leika. That's what Shmuel said. Okay, so the Gemara goes into that issue for a set, for few lines. And then, as part of the Shaka V'Tayya of this issue of Krakid Echsiv, the Gemara asked a few lines down, this is before it gets wide, about four lines before it gets wide, Umi Be'inan Krakid Echsiv, do we in fact require that the Pasuk has to be fulfilled as written? V'asanya, most Yumas HaMakir Rotseachu, it says in the Pasuk in Masay, that you have to kill the person who is striking someone else to kill someone else, he's a Rotseach, Eng Liel B'misak Suvabo, I only know you can give him the Misa that's written by him. What is the Misa that's Ksuva Bo by Ritzayach? What is it? What does the Ritzayach get? Saif, Herig, right? So how do you know? Minayin Shemiyatam Yachal Misa, Misa Shek Ksuva Bo Shatam Misa B'Yachal Misa Shatam Yachal Misa. How do you know you could actually carry out another Misa, whatever it is, whatever it is? Tamuoma Mos Yuma Samaka Mikom Makom. What happened to the halach of Kruk Dichsiv, the Gemara asked. Now, as far as Ritzayach, it doesn't sound like it has to be lighter. It could be any. You can't do Saif, you can do anything. Anything. What does anything mean? We'll have to see. But whatever Misa you can kill, because the Torah wants the Ritzayach to be put to death. So what do you see? That you don't need what? Kruk Dichsiv. And for the Gemara, that's different. Especially because there's a kasa. Shiny awesome damakra, most yumas. There's a kasa. Let's go out from there, that you don't need Krakid Echsiv anywhere. No, because we have Ritzayach and Goel Adam. And if you have two things that the Torah says the same halacha by, it's telling you only here and nowhere else. And the Shnei Ksuv Bam Ki Echad. By Goel Adam, we have something else. Another example, you don't need Krakid Echsiv. The Gemara brings Goel Adam, has to kill the Ritzayach. Let's say there's no Goel Adam, based and establishes a Goel Adam. So you see, you're not Mekayim Medavka with Goel Adam. The figure about Mikom Makom. So you see it only Krakid Echsiv by Goel Adam, and you see it only Krakid Echsiv by Rotzeach. Okay, so in your Neinu, what comes out of this Gemara? That there's two cases that you don't need Krakid Echsiv. What are they? Rotzeach and Goel Adam. Everywhere else, you need Krakid Echsiv. The discussion by Rotzeach has to do with giving him a different Misa than the one he was Nischayev. So if that's the exception, then what's the rule? By Shai Chayvei Misos, besides Ritzayach, you have to give them the Misa that the Torah said to give. So I'm asking you a simple question. This is what the Rishonim, the Ran, and others wrestle with in the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara is only relating to this question, Yadunu Bekala. Now here you have one person's Chayv Ski, one's Chayv Chenek, and you're giving both Chenek. So that means you're giving a person's Chayv Ski or Chenek. And the Gemara relates to that issue on one level. What about the fact that he's not Musfer L'davar Kal? Oh, it must be that Musfer L'davar Kal, Musfer L'davar Kal. And the Gemara is Docheh the Raya, maybe you gave a Stam Hasra. Where do we lose the other issue? That you need Krakid Echsiv, and if he was Chayiv, if he's Chayiv Skila, then how can you give him something different? So Tosis raises this question. Over here, the top Tosis, in the middle of the Tosis. The Gemara says, "Ritzayach and Goel Adam, Shnik Suv and Bam Keachad." So, about four lines into the Tosfos, Tosfos asks, "Vim Toma, the Perak Elon Esrafin, the Tnan Chayvim Misus, Shnis Arvu Zebezay Yaduna Bekalav Amu Begemar Shmamina Musa Dav Chamar Musa Dav Kal." The Hechad Daik Minei, the Shani Hasam, the Misasim, the Chol Misus Siyachol, Kim the Chayiv Misa. In other words, if we're talking about a Rotzeach and a Gol Adam, so you see the Torah says you can give Teres HaKasav, you can give whatever Misa. So Torah is assuming that we can be talking about one of these cases. So they ask him a different direction. So what's the Raya? Torah says, if the Torah says you can give whatever Misa, so that's it. So Tosus says the daik mitiktani kol chayv misus afiu hanach the lo darshi hachi, even if it doesn't fit within the drushes of Rotzeach Gol Adam. It doesn't give what.
Which
Tosus and Memhaven Beis and Sanhedrin raises the question from the Gemara that is medayik musul davar chamar v'musul davar kal. Maybe it's different because you see there are cases the Torah specifically says you can give any misa. The Rotzeach. The Tosus is assuming that if you have a case of a if you can give a chayvi misa, some other misa, as you see over here by Rotzeach, so then what's the problem? Take a look at the Ran. Actually, let me just see. There's also a Tosus here. Actually, what I really wanted was a Tosus Sanhedrin. Leave this Tosus, a little more complicated, Tosus Mem Hei. Look at Tosus Sanhedrin, Pei Amid Beis. He leaves it with a question. The Im Tomer, the Tosus Havi Musul Adavar Kal, the last two lines. Havi Musul Adavar Kal, the Im Tomer, Ki Lo Havi Nami Musul Adavar Kal, even if he's not Musul Adavar Kal, Tepe Grey, the Hocha Chayef, Ki the Omer Perk Nigma Adin, Shemiya Te Yochol HaMiso B'Misa Ksuva Bo At HaMiso B'Chol Miso Shata Yochol. What's Tosus Kasha? Forget Musul Adavar Kal, Adavar Kal. You have a right to kill in any Misa, as we see by Rotzeach. What's a little bit unclear in Tosis is who says the Tomer Rotzeach over here, right? So it could be Tosis is learning that Rotzeach is not Dafka Rotzeach, Rotzeach is for all Chayvim Misas. You can't say you don't need Krak Lichsib by other issues, but by Chayvim Misos, Rotzeach is teaching us that you can give any Misa because the Torah is Megala by Rotzeach and by everything. So Tosus says, so then what does that do with Musul Davakam, Musul Davakam? If you're going to special din by Rotzeach, then seemingly there's no kasha. But the kasha becomes the other way around. Either way you look at it, there's a problem in this Gemara. If Rotzeach is really not about Rotzeach itself, Rotzeach is about Ochai V'Misos, so then what do you have to prove that Musul Davakam, Davakam, even if it's not Musul Davakam? You have a right, the Torah is machadish. You can switch your misa on the person. Finished. Xeris HaKasav. And if Rotzeach is dafka, and by other chayvim misos you have no right to do it, so then what is it going to help you to say what? Musul davachav davakal. You have no right to do it. You need kruak dechsiv. So Tosus asks it from one direction, I'm asking from the other direction. So basically, we're asking, how do you dovetail the issue in Sanhedrin, which the Gemara is working into musul davachav? How do you dovetail that with the larger context of what is the halacha? Do you need krak kedichsiv by chayv misos? Do you know? Do you not? If the Torah is machadish, you don't need krak kedichsiv. So then that's the reason why you can do it. And if you need krak kedichsiv, it's only Rotzeach that doesn't need it. So then, again, so what is it? So how can it help you to say musul davar kal? So this is what the Ran discusses. The Ran in Sanhedrin, here you have the Ran, people. So the Ran has two ways to learn the Gemara. The Ran seems to learn Rotzeach is a special din by Rotzeach. Take a look. Shema min ha-musa davacham abdus ha-kal. He says, Adik tani maslis en kol chayvi misos. Shema min ha-di b'shar misos chutz mei Rotzeach. It says kol chayvi misos. So other misos chutz mi Rotzeach that you can't kill them. El ba'osa misa ksuv behen askinan. The kevin shekain in a bedin sheyem musul davar chum and musul davar kal. So mikoach hasra rishona hu mumas v'yata yochel miso ba'osu misa ksuva bo. The bishul gab yod seach. Even if you say musul davar chum or musul kal, gzeres hakasuv that you can do it. Even from misa chamura let meherek, even to a higher, more severe misa, because the pasuk says largely yichupar, you have to find a way to atone for ritzicha. B'shar misos to be in a krakid yichsev ain't a bedin. Vektaran the imtoma. Afilu nomer she musul davar chum avi musul davar kal. Ve'ena mechusar hasra. Even if you tell me that asra counts for the davar kal, nikol makom yatam mekayim bo hamisa ksuva bo. What's the Ron's kasha, everybody? Even if you tell me that the musul davar chum is musul davar kal, but still, it should be no worse than the case of nikta yada edim. That's the Ron's kasha. Says the Ron, first of all, b'shem Rabbeinu David, one teretz, and then he has another teretz. Very sadistic here. V'yesh loma. Here's how it works. The dish lama, if we say musul davar chum av musul davar kal, if the hasra for chamur works for kal, kvar nischayev v'misa zu mishas hasra. Then at the time of the hasra, what misa was he nischayev? Anything this and anything less than this. If it counts for hasra davar kal, then bechlal the hasra at the time that hasra is nischayev in this or anything that's kal from it. The imtomar she'ein zu amisa shechiva Torah. Aye, it's not what the Torah is mechayev. The komakam b'makam shenis arva akal v'chamura. When the two got mixed up, einam vatlo zu azu she'akal b'chal chamura. It's not like one is mevatel the other because the kal is b'chal the chamura. Therefore, you can give both the onesh akal. Thikach yedun b'kala. It's not a totally new halacha, not a totally new chiyuv misa. It's a chiyuv misa that's included in the original chiyuv misa. Bechelk min adin shalosh nismayt adei atarovis nisrabu amisos yesh b'chal masayim mana kent yirtz Rabbeinu David. The basic approach seems to be Rabbeinu David's answer that to the extent that musul davar chum musul davar kal, to that extent I can view the onesh hakal as being bechlal masayim mana as part of the onesh hachamur that he's nischayev that as well, and therefore it's called krakid chsiv as well, but only because musul davar chum musul davar kal. So it has to depend on that in order to allow to say that the kal and chamur are considered to be intermingled and there's an overlap of the chiv. That is one teretz. The Ran doesn't like that. Ran says a different teretz. Vani omer the chinis ma tu shar chavim misos. The whole halacha to begin with, that you can't alter the specific onesh of chiyuv misa for everything beyond rotseach. That means if you want to up the ante and give them an onesh more chamur than they originally were, nischayev, that would be unacceptable by everything except rotseach. If we're altering from chamer to kal, pshita denucha leshanosa kol hecha daaminan musa davar chamer avin musa davar kal. The Ran seems to be saying that the whole problem that you can only give the misa ksuva bahen is only an issue on the level of the hasra for itself. If the hasra counts, the Beis Din has the liberty to change from chamer to kal. There's no limitation for Beis Din to do it. Again, it's a bigger inyan than what we can really do justice to right now. But again, seemingly, to be familiar with the Sugya Sanhedrin, to be aware that the Sugya Sanhedrin has bearing on a larger issue than what Tosfos brought it in for. Tosfos brought it in only to simply acquaint us with the notion of Musa Davar Chum and Musa Davar Kal, why it works, why it doesn't work. But really, you're getting into a whole minefield in terms of a larger notion of Krakid Dechsiv. I'll just mention Man Mar Makom as well. Tosfos in Makas da Beza Med Aleph has an interesting shita on this issue of switching onshin of Chiyuv Misas Beis Din. He brings Tosfos Demaschel Koha Zomimin, brings, besides for the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it says, Ritzeach and Goa Adam, Ashnek Sum Boim Ke'echad. Tosfos brings another source, a Tosefta, that Darshins from Uvi'arta Harami Kirbecha, that let's say zomim she'en ata yachol amisam b'misa k'suva ben ata misam b'chol misa. Let's say you have onshin of edim zomim that's supposed to get skila or sreif or whatever it might be, and for whatever reason you can't give them that onish. You give them any onish. So it sounds like it's not a special din by Ritzach and Goyal Adam. It's true other things as well. The tirutz of Yenu Yosef, that in what sense is Ritzach and Goyal Adam shneikzum b'am ke'achad? Le'inyin shelo nimut shamu masin mehem. You can learn other chayvim misas from them. La'misan apim misas she'ena midalad misas beizdin. That you can't kill anything else, anyone else in, through a misa that's not from the formal dalad misas beizdin. Avo bedalad misas beizdin pshita shene misa imba kechol chayvim misas. So it comes at this two tiers. There's using another substitute, chiyuv misa, dalad misas beizdin, and that can be done both by Ritzach Goyal Adam and anywhere else. That's from Viyata Rami Kirvecha. And then there's a new halacha by Ritzach and Goyal Adam that you can even kill, even be extra legal type of death through Beis Din, even if it's not the formal trappings of the Dalam Mises Beis Din. So you have another shita that weighs in over here on this inyan. Okay, so I just wanted to look at it by a little bit aware of the larger sugya. But I think what we'll do is we'll do in Yonah Diyomah now, and we'll leave the next two tosas in. There's a little bit of Yonah Diyomah and the tosas about the tzelem. You know that Chanan Mishav Azari didn't want to bow down to the tzelem. And the Gemara has one day in Megillah. Why was Chai so Chayiv Klaya in the time of Haman? Ashishtachavu at tzelem. The Ritva quotes that, so keep that in mind when we do that on Sunday, Mitzvah Shem. Yoni?
So the Tosafot is saying that when it comes to the four
Dalamisos,
you're allowed to
there you can even do beyond the Dalamisos. That's correct. And it's mashma that way in the Rambam too. If you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Ritzach, it's mashmos. Someone who comes to the Rambam that way as well. Okay.